You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And a good morning to you. It is 6:32 on your Monday morning. Jim Colony in. Chris Mackey's out for the week. But we do this. Kale Berger going to take us through it. It is the five.
Now, it's time for the five.
It's countdown.
Answering the five biggest questions of the weekend on the Fan Morning Show.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
Number five.
All right, what is it? Go ahead.
All right, guys. Number five. Following their divisional round losses, would you rather be the Ravens or the Browns entering next season?
Okay. Turn that music down just a little bit. I want to hear myself. There we go. I would probably rather be, this is tough to say, but the Cleveland Browns. Lamar Jackson had, and here's why. You fast forward everything to the playoffs all the time. I think that Cleveland might fall off in the regular season, but they'll probably still make the playoffs. Maybe, I would think. Their running game is very good. Lamar Jackson, and it wasn't his fault that he got hurt, but he wasn't playing well before he got hurt. There's a lot of questions with him in the playoffs. So I think the future probably, man, I think the future might be brighter for the Cleveland Browns. What of you, Jim?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I was chuckling there because I was wondering if you were going to say that. And it's, this isn't necessarily, I just think the Browns, they're finally on the right track here. I think, you know, Stefanski, I think, is pretty good. And he got through to Baker Mayfield, certainly. And I kind of like Baker Mayfield. You know, is it those progressive commercials? I don't know. But I kind of like him. I think he's, he's serious. His star is certainly rising. And in terms of, he just seems like a pretty likable guy, quite honestly. And the way he plays is fun to watch. And I agree with you. They got the running game as well. And, you know, some other places or some other things in place on defense. So, yeah, I think the Browns are in better shape, actually, moving forward.
They would love Baker Mayfield here in Pittsburgh if he was in Pittsburgh. We'll talk about
absolutely.
Baker Mayfield and his contract situation at the end of the 7 o'clock hour, but let's move on.
Yeah.
Number four.
Guys, we saw this come into play during yesterday's Browns-Chiefs game. Should the NFL revise the touchback rule, and if so, how would you fix it?
I would, and I tweeted this out yesterday. I would absolutely fix it because the defense never recovers the football. That's part of it. The way to fix the rule, instead of rewarding the touchback, is giving the offensive team, and Cower talked about this. I tweeted it first before Bill talked about it, but give the offense the ball at the 10 or the 20 if you want to. I say the 10 because they've already penetrated very deeply. Move on to the next down. If it's a goal-to-go situation, you keep it that way. Third and goal at the 10. If there's a line to gain before the goal line, keep it that way too. You know, it's if it's a first down at the 1, then you got to get to the 1 to get that first down. It's simple. Some people have said bring it back to the 20. What shouldn't happen is the defense get a double whammy. They get the football and they get 25 yards for free. I don't think that should happen. It needs to be changed in some regard because they didn't recover the football and they didn't gain the yardage either. Jim, should they change it?
Yeah, I can see that. I'm trying to think in my mind, like, how would they change it? And what you say, what Cower says, that may make the most sense. But at the same time, you lost the ball. The defense, oh, you know what, though? Because if it's short of the goal line, and think how close that play yesterday was. If it's short of the goal line, then they get the ball. If it goes out of bounds at the 1, then they retain possession at the 1. I think the 20-yard line might make some sense. I think I'd rather see the 20 more so than the 10. That would make a little bit of sense. I wouldn't mind that.
Number three.
CBS Sports and ESPN both are mocking Alabama running back Najee Harris to the Steelers in the first round. Should they take Harris if he's available at 24 or look elsewhere?
Well, then I'm mocking CBS Sports and ESPN for their mock draft because you can find a dime a dozen scrap heap running back somewhere and not necessarily ever have to pay him a second contract or come to that decision that you have to or a signing bonus. You can go get, look what Leonard Fournette did last evening. You could go get someone like that. He caught a touchdown pass out of the backfield on a free release, which was good. He ran the football hard. Find someone like that. You don't have to go get draft a rookie, and you could take the offensive lineman that you so desperately need after you, dare I say, blasphemy in these parts, cut to Castro, which should be the move. Jim, you can't take a running back in the first round.
I agree. I'd like to have a nice little debate here, but I can't. I like the player. I really do. He's a great quote, if nothing else. Well, plus he can play. But as we've seen, you can have decent running backs, but if you don't have the line in front of them, and I'll go a step further here. I would take offensive lineman with my first two picks.
Wow.
And then I'd go from there.
Number two.
Justin Champagny is the best Pitt basketball player since blank.
This is interesting because he has a really dynamic skill set. So you could say his athleticism is kind of like Sam Young. He's the best rebounder since Jerome. I think so. Because he has an uncanny knack, Jim, of knowing how the ball is going to come off. Like, he's an angular rebounder. He's not just this stiff 7-foot guy that stands there and grabs boards because they come off. He moves. If you watch the video of him, when shots go up, he's moving at really interesting angles to go get caroms off the rim. And Jerome Lane did that and he was only 6'6", 6'7", and went and got the basketball like that. He's the best rebounder since Jerome, no question. He's as athletic or on the cusp of being as athletic as Sam Young, I think. So your question's hard to answer because he is such a – he doesn't fit in a canister as a basketball player. Jim, he's the best player here since?
Marcus Carr. Now, I'm being a little bit facetious here because he was here and then he transferred.
Mark McCarroll.
Now he's averaging, double digits for Minnesota. And, you know, the first name that popped into my head, quite honestly, and I know he didn't do anything here, Cameron Johnson, because I always thought that he projected as an NBA guy. And then once you put him on a team with North Carolina when he was surrounded by other talents, he could play a role, so to speak, as the shooter that he is. Before that, though, I got to say Cameron Johnson, because I always thought he'd be pretty good, even though he never showed that here.
There it is. Okay, and here we are, number one.
Number one.
Guys, the Penguins got their first win of the season yesterday, 4-3 in a shootout over the Capitals.
Yes, sir, Kit.
How are you feeling about the Pens following their 1-2 start?
Better after yesterday. Better. Did you notice, Jim? I feel better. In the shootout. By the way, I don't think there should be loser points in a short season. I'd like to see them play 10 minutes of overtime. I guess you couldn't chart that all the way out. It would be tough. But did you notice Gensel was the only guy in the shootout that sort of went with speed? I like that. I like to just go. Fly. But I'm feeling better after yesterday. I'm still not feeling great. I feel like Gino needs to get it in gear, but I also feel like maybe he doesn't have a gear right now because his legs aren't underneath him. But I am feeling better.
Yeah, I guess. Just because they picked up the two
Jim,
points.
He's apprehensive, Jim. Apprehensive, Jim.
I don't know. Yesterday's game, to me, I thought it was really sloppy. And this is, with Washington, too. And maybe it's something to do with the atmosphere of the building that I was fooled. I know I was talking to our friend Dan Kingerski about this. I told him, I said, man, this game sucks. And he goes, really? He goes, I think it's pretty good. And I outlined the things that I just mentioned. And he said that he thought that the atmosphere had something to do with how we look at it. But I thought the game looked slow. I just wasn't terribly impressed. Mm-hmm. If they had lost, though, it's funny how you end up getting an extra point because of the shootout.
Right.
And yet it's a much better feeling to be 1-2 than 0-3, even if you got a loser's point. But I still need to see a lot more. They need to be better, starting with Malkin.
All right, coming up next, Twitter poll. And we talk about that building before we dive into tons of football talk in through the 7 and 8 o'clock hour. 412-928-9370 is that number here on the Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.